Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you have any questions?
You've been sending your questions in all morning for Chuck and Winkler. And now it's time for some answers.
Just answer the question, please.
This is Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wednesday mornings right around this time, your questions get answered by us. They can be about sports. They can be about our job. They can be about women. They can be about the environment. They can be about science. They can be about movies. They can be about anything. Literally anything. Ask Chuck and Winkler anything. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag AskCW. Cody Grant is your host.
Rhodesy.
Producer of this fine, fine award-winning program. And we bring him in now. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, guys. Questions can also be about food, as Brad tweets in, what is your favorite kind of Oreo?
You know what? I think there's too many different types of Oreos. It's funny this guy brought this up because I'm at the store the other day, a couple months ago, and there's a million different. There's double stuffed and all that. Just give me the regular old Oreo. I grew up as a kid. I don't need special flavors or any like that or double stuffed. A regular old Oreo is plenty. And eat it like it is. Don't take the lid off. Eat it like it is. There you go,
really,
player.
The only time I eat Oreos is in ice cream, to be honest.
Oh, I like that, too.
Whether it's at the ballpark or a cement mixer or what have you.
Or how about, like, Blizzard?
Yeah, Blizzard.
Yeah.
That's another brand. Really, the only time I eat Oreos is in ice cream.
Or
so,
Cops. I think they have a flavor of the day like that.
Okay. I guess my favorite Oreo would be the standard Oreo, because that's the one they use in ice cream.
Yeah.
Cody.
Let's go to Philip. He wants to know a typical work day for both of you, starting when you wake up, go on from there.
Chuck, you want to take that one?
Well, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or so and get to the station at 5:15, write the sports updates, do the show with Bart, take a shower, maybe get a workout in, monitor the kid who's helping to produce the Bill Michaels show. Not Bill, not Joe, but one of the interns here. And, if I have a good game tonight, cover at night, get a little nap in the afternoon, maybe do some golfing, cover a game at night, go to bed all too late, maybe 11 o'clock, and get about 4 hours or 5 hours of sleep, and then do it all the next day.
I work from 6 to 10, and after 10 o'clock, I don't care.
When you say you don't care, like, anything?
I think he's making a dig at somebody.
Yep. I'm just kidding, Frames.
Dig at who? Frames?
No, let me turn off all the mic. Turn off your mic, and I'll tell you off the air. Just turn off your mic.
Oh. So in other words, you want to work. When your shift is done at 10 o'clock, you're done.
Yeah, I'm done. God forbid I have to do an on-deck show.
Yeah.
Oh, Rom Dog. I'm talking about Rom Dog. Come in. 6 to 10 is the show. Some days are weird. I'll either loiter here till about 3 doing podcast stuff, doing promos, preparing the next day's show. Some days I'll just go home at 10:30 and play Madden, honestly. But in that day, there will be at least 8 hours of work that I do, and normally more. When we're watching games, whether we're at the game or watching the game on TV, a lot of time that's also when I'll get a lot of my work in. Some of the planning, some of the contacting guests, some of the reading that we do. People think that we are done at 10 and we have 4 hour jobs.
Because if you don't watch the game at night, you're lost the next morning.
Yeah, and really.
And I've worked with guys like that who didn't see the game, and then you're doing a show with a guy. And I'm not. Nobody I worked with at this radio station, I'll take that. Nobody I've worked here who hadn't seen the game. You and the previous guy, you all watched the games. So I don't have to worry about that. But I mean, I worked at other radio stations before, Bart, where you do the show and come in the morning to do the show, and it's like, He tells me he didn't see the game. I worked with a guy in the 90s who would never watch any of the games at night.
Why?
Who knows? And he would say, I didn't see the game. you're going to have to carry the show because I didn't see the game last night.
Does he pretend like he saw the game?
Well, he's no longer in sports radio.
I think that's what bothers me when people didn't see the game and just don't say, hey, look, I'll take your thoughts on the game. I was just so busy last night. I didn't get a chance to watch it. No, I apologize.
It's your job.
There's 162 games. Something came up. I wish people would say that instead of saying, like, oh, hey, did you see that time that hater came in? They should have, Josh Hader.
Yeah.
And just, if you didn't see the game, just admit that you didn't see the game, and we'll all forgive you and move on.
Okay, are you looking at somebody at this radio station other than you and I?
I promise you I won't answer that question.
Well, as I've always said, Rhodesy, this job is 24-7. If you don't love sports, you better not be in sports radio. And if you don't want to live it 24-7, whether it's weekends or not, you shouldn't be in the business.
Cody.
Absolutely. Peter asks, which one of you is Bert and which one of you is Ernie?
I guess I don't know.
They were in the news yesterday.
Ernie and Bert?
Yeah.
From Sesame Street?
Bert and Ernie.
Yeah. Yeah, Bert and Ernie. It's not Yelich and Kane. Okay. It's Kane and Yelich.
All right.
Bert and Ernie were in the news because one of the guys that used to write on Sesame Street came out and said, I always wrote them like they were in a relationship. And then Sesame Street had to come out and say, they were never in a relationship.
You mean the writer for Sesame Street said that?
The guy that did the Bert and Ernie sketches,
okay,
if that's what you want to call them,
yeah,
said I always looked at them like they were in a relationship.
No, I looked at them as their roommates, like the Odd Couple.
Well, the writer like that Oscar wrote them thought they were more than roommates.
No, they were. They slept in separate beds. They were no. And that Ernie Bert had been around since the late 60s.
So we'll answer the question, though. Are you Bert or are you Ernie? You're taller, so you'd be Bert and I'd be Ernie.
Bert was always like the, he's always, Ernie would do something and Bert would always growl at him.
So you're Bert and I'm Ernie.
I guess so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess that works.
Ernie would always be scatterbrained and Bert would try to be the man of reason.
So Bert and Ernie were in the news yesterday. Also,
but Bert would always screw up too.
Toad was in the news yesterday from Mario. Did you see that?
No.
Why was he in the news?
You guys didn't see?
No.
Toad was my go-to character on Mario Kart.
I don't want to get people mad.
Okay.
Stormy Daniels has a memoir.
Okay.
And she said that there's a part of Trump that looks like Toad.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know.
So the news, the real news cycle yesterday was dominated by Bert, Ernie, and Toad.
Yeah, and back to what I said about Ernie and Bert.
Just to
qualify that, if they were depicting them in the relationship, there would be nothing wrong with it. But they were definitely not depicted by Sesame Street as being in a relationship.
Oh, it's like
they
fan
were friends.
Fiction.
They were buddies. They were best friends.
Do you know this genre of fan fiction? Where like, so fan, a lot of people write based on their favorite shows. So mm-hmm. if somebody would write, like somebody could write an episode of Chuck and Winkler.
Okay.
But they might ship us together where we would be in a relationship. So like, I'll give you a less close to home one. Like, how about Friends? Maybe somebody writes an episode of Friends, mm-hmm. but in their timeline, Phoebe and Joey are together.
Okay.
Or Ross and Chandler are together.
All right.
Or Gunther and the Orange Couch are together. Who knows? Nothing wrong with any of those scenarios. But people will write a lot of fan fiction. So maybe they're Bert and Ernie are in a relationship if you want them to be. But Sesame Street said no, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not.
I don't think they... No. No. It's never nervous.
Cody.
Bobby wants to know, if you guys had to play a pickup basketball game against each other in a 4-on-4, which three NBA players would you choose to play with you?
Let's have a draft then.
Okay.
So, do you want to draft first or me?
Go ahead, you go first.
Okay. I'm going to take Draymond Clay and Kevin Durant and stuff. Okay. No, I'm going to draft first. I'm going to take Giannis.
All right, I'd still take Michael Jordan.
Today?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'd still take Larry Bird.
Okay, I'm going to take LeBron.
Because somehow Larry Bird would still get it done.
I think Bart Seaman would win.
Even with boxing gloves.
At this time.
And then I'll take, you said you got Giannis and...
LeBron.
Giannis and LeBron. I'll take Steph Curry.
Okay, well, I'll take KD.
Well, and I'll take...
That's four and four. Yeah.
All right, so that's it. Bart, LeBron, Giannis, and Durant versus Chuck, Curry, 50-year-old Michael Jordan, and can barely walk Larry Bird.
Yeah, I'll take Bart's team.
But don't you somehow think if Larry could get out there, he'd be... When it's on the line, like it wasn't those three-point shooting contest.
This ain't no McDonald's commercial.
No.
You basically picked
I just think Larry's commercial. Larry.
Chuck
is okay. It's like, okay, okay,
moon,
here's a story.
Off
okay,
the barn.
Here's a story. Travis Diener, our buddy.
Yeah, how'd you not take him?
What's that?
Why didn't you take him on
your
team?
Well, if it was a fifth team, I would have picked him. So Travis one time had a game of horse and lost to Larry Bird. I said, why would you ever play a game with Larry Bird past his prime anyway? I would Larry Bird would beat you with boxing gloves on. That's how good he is. So I would never face Larry Bird in anything. That guy, one of the greatest competitors of all time, I would still think, I know, yeah, he's 60 years old and got a heart issue. But Larry Bird, I wouldn't discount anything with that guy until he's dead.
Cody.
Arnell tweets in, what do you guys think that used to be considered trashy, but now is considered classy?
Arnell, dude, you are that's a thinker.
What did I consider? You know what? Franklin. no, honest.
No, you're right.
Franklin. Yeah. But when I was growing up, Franklin was all farmland and rednecked area. It was 70s and 80s. Franklin was now. Franklin is an elite community. So Franklin did a 180. The coach at Greendale used to take buses. The coach at Franklin, when you know they were dirt poor, used to take his team dirt poor. I don't care, as you would say, when I correct your enunciation. The coach at Franklin used to take his buses through Greendale before games and say, "See, this is how the rich kids live. This is you're going to let these kids beat you." And now look at Franklin today.
I'm going to say wearing sweatpants to work because that's more of a hopeful one because I did it. I wore sweatpants today to work, and I always wear jeans, and I always take a shower before I come in. I try to dress like a human, and today I thought, I don't want to. So I didn't shower, and I'm wearing sweatpants.
I would say beards.
Oh, beards. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Growth.
Beard growth?
I think here's what Rhodes does. And they'll say, he'll shave. I think Rhodes shaves once a week. And he lets it all grow out.
Oh, no. I do not shave once a week.
How often?
Probably like once a month.
He just shaved this week and I
did shave this week.
And then you let it all grow out and then shave again?
Yeah, I don't like it. I miss the beard already. I immediately regretted the decision.
Cody, if I'm not mistaken, shaves the mustache part of his face, though, and has a beardless without a mustache.
Okay.
No, I used to do that.
You right. did? You don't
I
anymore?
I don't do it anymore.
Okay, I hated that.
Yeah.
Because I can't grow hair in the middle of my
Nobody
lip.
Can.
You can.
Damn right I can.
Yeah.
Because I'm an alpha.
Sure.
I don't see hair on your faces. How come I'm the only one running around here with facial
hair?
I do.
I got a level 4 day growth going on here. But I'm going to shave today.
Grow a beard out.
No, I look terrible.
I got my playoff beard going already.
I look terrible.
That's what I'm doing. Cody.
Let's go to Mr. Kerps. Which Packers player, besides Aaron Rodgers, would you sign to a lifetime contract today?
Oh, my.
Which Packer player?
Yep.
Current.
Except for Rodgers.
I'm gonna take the easy way out and say Crosby or J.K. Scott. Even though Crosby missed, he made five field goals.
I mean, J.K. Scott is a weapon, man. That guy had a 63-yard punt the other day. There's nobody really on that team. Not even Devontae. Devontae had a couple of disappointing drops the other day. I'll say that. But I'll say Mason Crosby. You can never go wrong with him, except he missed the other day, which was surprising. But Mace, he's as good as gold as it gets.
Not to make you guys stop your life, but tomorrow at 8:20, there's some stuff we got to talk about with Michael Cohen based on his last athletic piece, including the long snapper situation, because that might have come into play on the Crosby miss. So we'll talk about that with Cohen from The Athletic 8:20 tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, it's not Devon House's fault that they scored. So we'll talk about that with Michael tomorrow.
Who scored?
That Diggs scored the 75-yarder.
Oh, okay.
According to Michael. We'll talk to him 8:20 tomorrow. Cody, I think we can do one more.
Let's see. Let's get a good one here. We'll go to Brewer fan. If the Brewers were playing in the World Series Game 7, How much would you pay for that ticket?
Oh, yeah, $500. We're talking Game 7 of the World Series of the Brewers, which has only happened once in our lifetime, and it was in St. Louis.
So if I said I got a ticket for $600, you wouldn't go that high?
Well,
really think about this one.
Yeah. I mean, I know buddies of mine who wouldn't pay $800 to go see the Packers playing the Super Bowl in 2010.
It's for like one game. It's at Miller Park?
Yes. At Miller Park, Game 7, World Series.
Yeah, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime deal, probably. I mean, it's if they were going to the World Series on a regular basis like the Yankees do, then I would say no.
But even then, you might never see a Game 7.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd have to take a...
Charge it?
For one game.
It's one night.
Trying to be realistic and trying to know that I think I'd go as high as $2,000.
You'd go that high?
That's way out of my budget.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, of course.
That's like...
You put your salary on Twitter last week.
1/15 of my salary. Yeah. I think I'd go up to $2,000.
Yeah. And I wouldn't blame you because...
And I would never tell my wife.
Well, she's not going to find that $2,000.
I'd get a new credit card.
But isn't she going to find out?
No, I'd get a new credit card.
But yeah, but doesn't have to...
She don't have to be on it.
Okay. But when the bill comes, isn't she going to see the mail?
Online banking.
Okay,
yeah,
boy.
She won't see it. Who gets their statements mailed to them anymore, bud?
Oh, I do.
Email.
I do.
AOL.com.
I do. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.